The stone bridge has been here since nearly the beginning of Pulteney. Like the town itself, this house has seen many changes and survived times of prosperity and hardship. The stone bridge took its name from the stone bridge that crosses the nearby creek. The original house was built in 1808 by one of Pulteney's first settlers, Thomas Ashley, for his daughter. He constructed a federal-style residence that forms the central part of what is now the Stone Bridge. The Stone Bridge has had many owners, many uses, and many remodels. Its owners both reflected and shaped the town's changing fortunes. In 1840, financier and politician Merritt Clark purchased the home and added the two wings and a Greek Revival front. Here he opened the first bank of Pulteney in the West Wing. The bank vault was in the cellar of this wing, where the foundation walls are 5 feet thick. Clark was credited with saving the Troy Conference Academy in 1848 by refinancing its debt. In 1901, the stone bridge became the property of F.W. Barrett, owner of the area's largest department store. In 1952, Dr. and Mrs. E.J. Swinyer bought the home. The doctor had his offices in the East Wing and practiced until his retirement in 1983. Quite a few Pulteney residents still remember their visits to the doctor's office. The building was open to the public the following year as the Stonebridge Inn, a bed and breakfast. Fire nearly destroyed the Stonebridge in 1996. Afterward, the town of Pulteney raised over $800,000 in grants and donations to restore the building to its original grandeur. It's now home to a variety of community service organizations, including the Pulteney Visitor Center, and it's often open for an informal tour. This is the last stop on the guided portion of the Main Street Pulteney Walking Tour, but we suggest a few additional stops. If you look at the end of the parking lot to the east, you'll find the stone bridge over Whitney Brook leading to a nature trail that weaves through a forest and to the town cemetery. Walk up the hill for a wide view of the valley and hills of the Pulteney River and a chance to reflect on the many lives that have helped to build this town. Finally, we invite you to follow the other tours in this series, East Pulteney and the Pulteney Driving Tour. Together, these audio tours explore the Pulteney area, a region that embodies the history of small towns in America. The Destination Pulteney Tours are brought to you by the Pulteney Historical Society, the Town of Pulteney, and Green Mountain College, and are supported in part by a Preserve America grant administered by the National Park Service, Department of the Interior. For more information on the audio tours and other attractions, drop by the Pulteney Visitors Center at the Stonebridge.